Sure. I mean, there is, like with any new model, whether it was, you know, iTunes before us, there is some things to get your head around as an artist. With Spotify, that's particularly different because we're a revenue share model. So we pay out approaching 70% of all of our revenues out to rights holders, and based on how popular the music is on the service. What's different about that is that means that the amount of money that gets paid out depends on how much money we make, how much revenue we make. And it's not based on a per stream rate that every time you click, you get a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. So there's a number of variables involved in how much money you get from Spotify, including, you know, how big Spotify was at the time that your music was played, how popular your music is, and what your deal is with your label, or in this case, aggregator. So there's a number of factors out there, but ultimately it's can be simplified to this point. If your streams, if you have 1% of all the streams on Spotify, then you would get 1% of all the revenue paid out by Spotify. Of all 1% of the 70% of revenue paid out by Spotify. So, and that doesn't matter if you're on an independent label, whether you're DIY, or if you're on a major label. If you're an independent musician and you own 100% of your rights, then you're not splitting it with a label, so you would get all of that.